Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, recently a coalition made up of 70 civil society groups and trade unions called on the government to appoint a commissioner for future generations. This would mean protecting the long-term interests of Irish citizens when it comes to policy making. Wales is the only country in the world right now with a Wellbeing of Future Generations Act. Their commissioner, Derek Walker, he's a former CEO of the UK's largest cooperative development agency, Compass. He joins me today to talk about business, sustainability and our future generations. Derek's going to be attending the 25th anniversary of Business in the Community in Ireland event that's happening in Croke Park very, very soon. A very good morning to you, Derek.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Not at all. Great to talk to you. Firstly, tell us about the role of the Future Generations Commissioner of Wales. As I understand it, it's been around for about 10 years now. But what does the Commissioner actually do?
Yeah, great question. So the role has been around for 10 years. We're celebrating 10 years of the legislation this year. And my job as the Future Generations Commissioner is to be the guardian of the interests of people not yet born. So our children and our grandchildren and generations to come. But in reality, what that means is holding our government, our Welsh government, and our public bodies, local authorities, health boards, national parks, and so forth, to account for acting in the interests of the long term. So I'm an independent commissioner, and I'm there to advise them on tackling the big issues of our time, the big long-term issues of our time, and scrutinizing their performance and undertaking investigations if I'm not satisfied with that progress. So
okay.
It's about doing the right thing for the long term.
Okay. Now, a couple of things. In terms of legislation has been passed that gives you that power. So you actually are not a kind of a toothless body, you know, that's talking at civil servants and government departments. Do you actually have real power? You do?
Yeah, it's a statutory position. And I have power, and so does the Auditor General for Wales. So my advice needs to be taken into account. And when I undertake an investigation, public bodies are obliged to be part of that, and they are obliged to respond to those recommendations. Similarly, our Auditor General undertakes examinations, they're called, to look at how well public bodies are performing. And that also keeps them in check and makes sure they are acting for the long term. So there are checks and balances. It's more carrot than it is stick, but in my experience that's often the way that you get the most progress.
I should be asking this question to somebody else, but what's the general consensus on the success or otherwise of the role in terms of what it's achieved over the last 10 years?
Well, as I say, it's a great time to be having that conversation because it's 10 years of the legislation. So we're doing a lot of thinking and reviewing about what's worked and what's gone well and what could be better. And if I look back on the last 10 years, which I did with a recent report called the Future Generations Report 2025, I looked and saw some good progress, some real progress that would not have happened if it hadn't have been for this legislation. So good progress in terms of recycling, some really important progress in terms of a more sustainable approach to transport, and many, many other examples as well. But we're still not on track in Wales in tackling some long-term health challenges. We're not on track in terms of responding to the nature emergency and in terms of decarbonisation. So
yeah,
some good progress, but lots more to do.
And if we look at things like, you know, 273,000 homes are exposed to floods, that's going to double in the next 10 years. One in six species are facing extinction. One third of all children in Wales are brought up in poverty. Type 2 diabetes is probably at an alarming level. Are you bothered by all these stats that are maybe going the wrong way?
Oh, absolutely. Those stats are many of the stats that are quoted in my report, and that I've been highlighting to government and our public bodies. Like I say, you can point to some good progress, but there's lots more to do in the areas that you point to. I mean, it's just horrendous that we have such high levels of child poverty, for example, and the fact that we have one in six species in facing extinction in Wales is something that we absolutely need to turn around, and very quickly. So that's why it's my job to call out these things, to spotlight these things. It's difficult. We know it's difficult for politicians to look to the long term when they've got short-term electoral cycles and the media agenda to deal with on a daily basis. But the longer we put off these big issues, the more expensive and the more difficult they get. And it's unfair for generations to come. So, whilst we've made some good progress, we have a huge amount more to do. And it's difficult for all governments. But I think it's so interesting that in Ireland you're also looking at a similar kind of role, because I think every country should have this type of role to help governments focus on the longer term.
Well, that was one of the reasons that we had you on, and the fact that 70 civil society groups here, and indeed trade unions, are calling for a similar role to be appointed here. Could I suggest one thing, Derek? That I think if you create a role like this, and then you pass legislation to give it teeth, like it at least shows you're serious about it, does it not?
Like, absolutely.
How could it be a bad thing?
I think it's a really positive thing. I mean, we created the legislation, and as part of the legislation, the commissioner role was fundamental. And I think it's an important part of democracy. If the government is funding someone to scrutinise them, to call them out, to give them advice, then that's a good way of governing, I think. So, I'm really hoping that in Ireland you can follow suit and learn from what we do, but also do it in your own way, in a way that makes sense for your own context.
Could I ask you this then? How would you suggest that we, I suppose, sell this to the people? Because to me it does sound like a good idea. Again, often these things, they hit roadblocks on the basis of how they're communicated. People will say, oh, that's another quango, or it's this, it's another talking shop. How can we tell people that this would really work?
Well, I think you can point to some of our experience in Wales, but it's absolutely right, because when you talk about having a new commissioner, that often people think, well, that sounds expensive and that's additional bureaucracy. But when I go out and about and talk about this role and really explain it, there's a common sense to the approach, isn't there? We want to avoid sticking plaster solutions, because we just have to redo them and it's more expensive. As I say, if we kick the can down the road, these things just get more expensive and more difficult to deal with. And similarly, it's not fair on future generations if we just leave it all to them to sort out. So we need to do our bit. So there's a common sense to this approach, to understanding that we need to think and act for today, but also for the long term at the same time, that people get, in my experience, when you talk in detail about how the role works.
Okay, you're coming over to talk to us here in Croke Park on September the 11th, I believe it is, Derek. What are you going to be telling your Irish audience?
Well, I'm going to be telling them about the Welsh experience, warts and all, what's worked and what hasn't. And I'm going to hope that that's going to be useful for the audience in thinking about how you might apply the lessons from Wales to do something similarly in Ireland. So, but I'm also there to hear and to listen, because we've drawn actually from previous visits on some of the experience that you've got in Ireland about looking at well-being and about how you think about your budgets in order to deliver on well-being. And so we've taken that back, and that's formed part of the advice that I've given to the Welsh government. So I'm hoping it's going to be very much a two-way exchange of ideas and information.
All right, well, that's Derek Walker there. He's the Future Generations Commissioner for Wales, and he'll be in Croke Park on the 11th of September, attending the 25th anniversary of Business in the Community in Ireland. Thanks for joining us this morning, Derek. That was very interesting.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. on News Talk.